In the past 18 months or so, we've paid a lot of attention to what the others say or do. And it seems that we've cared even more than before about this, and probably with greater frustration. And while in some ways this is understandable, it also reflects just how much we care about this passing world and its institutions. Now, of course, we are responsible for this world, but our hope is not placed in it, or at least it shouldn't. After seeing so much death and confusion and corruption, has our hope for eternal life grown in this time or diminished? Do we think more about that or less? Do we care for eternity as much as we do for our health or our government? It is very clear in today's gospel that heaven and earth will pass away. This world, with its institutions and governments and health and media, will pass away. Nature itself reminds us these days that the world as we know it will end. And this gives us the right perspective to actually appreciate this world for what it is. It is good, but it is limited and perishable. And while we have to care for it and enjoy it, we have to care still more for that which will never end. What will we be able to present to the Lord when he comes? That's the key question. For, as we heard today, the Son of Man will come with great power and glory. We don't know when, but he will. What shall we do about this? First, we just need to be aware of this and think about this and be vigilant. We will all die. There will be a judgment for everyone. Heaven is real, and so is hell. We heard in the first reading, some shall live forever, some. Others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. And nothing should be more important for us and more pressing than having everlasting life and not everlasting horror and disgrace. Once again, what will we be able to present Christ when we meet him? Projects, diplomas, perfect health, money, all of that will pass away. But a soul that loves God with all its strength, that's what matters the most, and that should really be, day by day, hour by hour, our main concern. And this leads us to a second point. It is very important, and we don't think about this enough, it is very important to try to purify our souls as much as we can while we can. And this we do through expiation. We need to expiate our sins from the past and our recent ones. Now, for this, obviously, confession is essential. And frequent confession is key if we actually want to grow closer to Christ. But while confession forgives our sins, the marks of those sins remain. And those can be purified through expiation. Heaven, as we know, but at times forget, is not guaranteed for anyone. But someone who has honestly tried to love God above all things then can hope to enjoy heaven. However, he or she cannot fully enjoy the glory of God until that soul has been purified. And the choice is very simple. That can happen here or in purgatory. And we should not take the pains of purgatory lightly. two very practical conclusions to close. First, we must pray for the poor souls in purgatory. The church calls them poor souls for a reason. Their sufferings, while filled with hope, are still terrible. And they are members of the church, they are brothers and sisters, and they need us. They need our help and our prayers. This November, the church is offering something very special and very simple. Every day we can obtain a plenary indulgence if we visit a cemetery and pray for the dead. Maybe this is something we can do every time we come to Mass. We have a cemetery 3 minutes away. Maybe today, after Mass, you can stop by. Such a concrete, beautiful, and decisive act of charity. They will be grateful, and they will pray for us. And second, and finally, we should consider doing more sacrifices in this life while we can. It is true that daily life is at times very challenging, and we can offer up those difficulties, and that can be very precious in the eyes of the Lord. But also, freely, we can offer some other acts of self-denial. We can pray every day, whether we feel we have time or not. We can fast. We can deny ourselves some valid things just out of love, out of extra love, to expiate for our sins. Doing that here is much better than after we die. And in this way, we will be able to present to the Lord a purer soul. No government, no human institution, no country, no perfect health will last longer than our soul. So to care for that, first and foremost, really is a wise thing to do in this life.